We needed a win. We got the win, but we do make things a little bit difficult for ourselves at times. Conceding the penalty, obviously, great save from Nonna's in goal, and then giving away a poor goal that we brought on ourselves as well. So we need to tighten up still. There's no two ways about that. Because I just said to the boys in there, listen, we're a good side. They're good players. We're a good team, but we can't keep giving teams goals and gifting opportunities. But listen, overall, absolutely delighted, as you say, three very good goals, and a good away performance and deserved.
Obviously, one penalty, but the other two, really good efforts, good build-up for the first, and Pringle was on hand.
Yeah, absolutely. So, no, listen, we're delighted with all the goals today, and we had plenty of other chances as well. That maybe one or two we should have taken at least. But no, I say overall, I don't want to be greedy and. Just pleased to get the 3 points and, like you say, finally off the mark properly. And hopefully, this is the start of good things to come.
Husband came in late doors, slotted straight back in.
Yeah, he did. Obviously, won the penalty for us with one of his bursting runs forward. He came in last season for us, hit the ground running, made a real impact early on. Hadn't played for a long, long time, so wasn't properly match fit. And I think last time it sort of caught up with him a little bit. This year, now he's had a really good pre-season. He played in their cup game a couple of weeks ago, so he's match fit, good to go, and he showed that today. He's got good quality, wants to get forward, and is very effective when he does so. And won the penalty for us today with a bursting run through. So he'll give us good quality down there. And obviously, then we've got Luke Garbutt coming back soon as well, hopefully.
Fair number of player turnover in terms of the summer. Windows approaching, the deadline's approaching. Are you looking to do some more business before the deadline?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. So there'll be more stuff happening. We haven't been good enough for a while now, and we need to improve the squad and improve what we do, and that's what we're looking to do. I know the areas I want to improve on. I know the players I want to bring in. So I'm very positive, very hopeful that will be the case. Till they've actually signed, I'm not going to say too much, obviously. And you never know. We've been in a situation before where it looks like something's done and it won't quite happen. So till the player actually signs on the dotted line, I'll see them in the training ground. I'm not going to get too excited, but I'm very hopeful.
There's a differing view with managers and head coaches in terms of the international break. For you, what's your thoughts? Good time to have the break, or probably you wanted to kick on and get another game underway after that win?
Yeah, you do, but it's been an exhausting period, this opening block of games for the players. So it's time for a little break. This is a good time for it. I mean, for us personally, we've got a little bit of momentum. Having scored, had a good win against Sheffield United and scoring three goals in the week. And then, a good away win and scoring three goals today. So we've kicked on now. We're up for it. But I think the break won't do us or anyone else any harm. And then we look forward then to Blackburn fortnight tomorrow.
You've not had a great start to the season prior to this week. Did you enjoy today's match?
Yeah, I did. We haven't had a great points return so far. I mean, we should have had a far greater points return from the performances, but ultimately people only care about the actual points in the bag, so to speak. And, that's understandable. That's how football is. But we've played okay, and we should have had a far greater points return than what we've got. But it's very, very fine margins in football. And up to now, those fine margins have worked against us, but we need to make sure they work in our favour. And that's what we intend to do now.
How do you feel the new signings are settling in?
Yeah, really well. Listen, we hadn't won in our first four league games, but I still thought the new signings were settling in well and playing well. Great acquisitions for us. So I say sometimes you need a little bit of luck, something to fall for you, something to go your way. Maybe we're starting to get a little bit now with a late goal from Crawley against Huddersfield. Andy Lonergan saving a penalty today. People might call them luck or through our good playing endeavour, whatever. But things are actually falling for us, so that's good. And we'll make our own luck by doing the right things.
What did you think when Rotherham were awarded that second half penalty?
Well, I wasn't best pleased because it came from something we spoke about at half time. It was our throwing, and we said to stay away from the ball. We were getting too much on top of each other. Which we did again then very early on in the second half. And then it was a rash challenge from Jazz. There's absolutely no need for him to make it. He got back inside his man. It's going absolutely nowhere. We're all marked up in the box. So it was a rash challenge and no need to do it at all. So obviously I wasn't best pleased at that moment in time, but Big Lonna's got him out of jail. So I think he's...
Great save.
It was a great save. It was a good save. And I think Jazz owes him a pint, I think.
Finally, I suppose the expectations for the season change very quickly. One league win and presumably you're starting to look upwards.
Well, that's not changed. That's always been the same for us. You know, other people were getting restless and itchy. Now, it's still only one win though, you know. So it's one swallow doesn't make a summer, as they say. But, you know, I always felt we were playing okay and we get a win, get up and running and we'll be fine. So I don't see that as being any different now. But like I said, we haven't done anything, haven't achieved anything yet. But 3 points are very welcome today.